Like to share with you from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8, beginning at verse 26. The book of Acts, chapter 8, beginning at 26, we find these words. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Esaias the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Esaias, and said, Understandest thou what thy readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The basis of our thinking, verse 30. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Esaias, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? Supporting scripture coming from Proverbs 4 and 7 that you've already heard in your hearing. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all of thy getting, get understanding. On the basis of those verses, we like to use a thought of subject this morning. It's a good thing to read, but the important thing is understanding. It's a good thing to read, but the important thing is understanding. He is the only one that is able to truly set us free. And sometimes we are shackled because we want to be shackled. All we got to do is just learn to let go and let God have his mighty way. We tend to be sort of on the startup cut off this morning. Unloose the shackles. Let the Lord set you free. Because it's very important to know. We don't know when it might be our last time to be able to give our God praises and to lift up his holy and righteous name. But nonetheless, God is good. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. Those that have gone through and are going through, we know that God will be right there just when you need him the most. And we hear from day to day one thing after another, but God still steps in. And God will do what needs to be done in every one of our lives. So I'm thankful to God for being that kind of God that knows all things. And not only do we know whatever we need, but God will supply those needs. And there are some things that we just have to ask him to do. And so we are thankful that God has blessed us. And as we are blessed this morning, we come to lift his holy name up and to praise him. And just to sort of remind ourselves that we didn't wake ourselves up this morning. The hand of a mighty God that was in every one of our bedrooms, that wherever you laid your head down, God was there this morning and allowed you to get up one more time. And so we are thankful to God because we got some loved ones this morning that still laying there that want to get up and can't get up. But God has blessed us in a way that we are able to be here this morning. And for that, I tell God, thank you. Sometimes, even right now, we need to learn how to tell the devil, get off of me, devil. Stop trying to hinder my praise. Stop trying to get in the midst of my blessings. Because it seems like every time the Lord blesses us, the enemy always try to rob us. And out of all of our good intent, God, there sometimes we just have to learn how to stand up against the wiles of the devil. But I'm so glad this morning that we can read the word of God. We can hear the testimonies of our loved ones. We can look out of our eyes and see just what God is doing, not only for others, but the same God that blessed your brother will bless you. And so for that, I thank God for this day's journey. It's only God that has blessed us, and he's allowed us to come together in praise and worship to give him thanks and to praise him, because he is a loving and a compassionate God. A God that has allowed us to not only be in the land of the living, but we are yet living souls. Another week has passed and many things have happened. Some things have changed, but one thing has and will never change and always remain the same, and that is God. We read in the word of God where the Bible declares Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. So on those days when we are a little confused, on those days when it seems like we just don't know how to put things together, God is still in the midst of blessing us. And for that, we owe God some praise. I look around and we got some folk in here that have been going through, and their bodies have been going through, but God has touched your body and God has allowed you strength enough to come into the house of the Lord one more time. And for that, we tell God thank you. Isn't it a wonderful thing to know that God will come to your sick room? And a lot of times, sometime before you even ask him, he's already there. God has a way of letting us and reminding us that he is still yet in control. The God that we serve this morning is still doing great things for us. And I'm so glad that we belong to a God that is fair, a God that is just, a God that understands us. And, you know, sometimes we need understanding. Even though we're talking this morning about reading and understanding the word of God, we need to also know that we as individuals need to be understood. A lot of times we don't get along with one another because we don't understand one another. And in order to understand one another, there's that word called patience. And we got to learn how to be patient one with another. We got to learn that you are not the only one that's going through. So sometimes you feel like you're the only one that's having problems, but you need to realize that somebody else is going through just like you. It's been said that every day is a day of thanksgiving. And no matter what we may encounter along the way, when we consider all the things that are going on in the world this morning, we should be praying and trying to get closer to the power of a loving God. We need to be asking the Lord to increase our faith and to let us know that our running and our trusting has not been in vain. It was God that says hi, and we say so many times, look down low. But not only does God look down low, but God is right here in the midst of us. Sometimes you need to just take time to recognize who God really is. God is a God that makes all things possible. And I found out through the word of God that there's nothing too hard for the Lord. We should be in a position this morning where we appreciate life, whether we're in good health or maybe we use that terminology, I got a reasonable portion of health and strength. Well, with your reasonable portion, I want you to understand this morning that there's somebody that's in a worse condition than that you are in. That there's somebody this morning that would love to be able to hear the sounds that we are hearing right now. As the songs were being sang and as the music played and as we put our hands together and many all over the house of worship got up and stood on their feet, there's somebody that want to stand up and don't have legs anymore. So you ought to be glad that you got legs, as Sister Fanny sings sometime. I got legs that I can walk, a tongue that I can talk. And if you are able to talk this morning, there's somebody that has never said a mumbling word, but God has still been good to them. God still understands them, because God is able to even get into the depths of their minds and to know the things that they are thinking. And it's good to know that God is that kind of God, because with him, all things are possible. Many of our brothers and sisters, as we've gone from one week to another, many of our brothers and sisters has already crossed over. And we stand, we grieve, and we go through the motions, and we even find ourselves saying that we too have to leave this place one day. And we got to understand that it's more than just a statement, because truly, truly, we are going to leave this place. Now, the only way we don't leave is that Jesus comes in the midst of that. And if he comes, don't you want to be ready? Don't you want to be those that are called up to meet him in the air? Don't you want to be in a position where when God comes, he'll be able to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Good and faithful. Not perfect, but good. You see, a lot of time people will try to push you against the wall and make you feel like you got to be perfect. They feel like sometimes that you don't have this thing called flesh, and you don't go through the same emotions and feelings that everybody else go through, because you're supposed to be a Christian. Well, you so-called Christian, don't you know that you hurt just like everybody else hurt? Don't you know that you have trouble in your life just like anybody else? How many of us that are believers know that we are not exempt from going through the trials and tribulations that go along with this side of life? But the thing that gives us our hope, the thing that encourages us, is that we know that this too is going to pass. Where you are right now don't mean that's where you're going to be always. Anybody able to say, I'm so glad that I'm not where I used to be? Anybody in here so glad that you don't have the same mindset that you had some time ago? That those times when you didn't care what you did, when nobody thought about what you did, and you just went about your own business. But then you realize that there was a God that you got to answer to. It was more than just in your imagination, but you realize that there is going to come a time that you got to stand before the judgment seat of a just God. And when you stand there, as I said not too long ago, all God got to do is just go through the book. And as you go through the book of life, he'll be able to tell you all the things that you've done on this side. Will the Lord be able to say anything good about you? Will the Lord be in a position where he might say, I'm so glad to call you my child? Don't you know that ever since God created man, man has fallen short? But I thank God for being such a loving God that when we say he looked beyond our faults. But where are those that realize that I had some faults in my life? I had some time when I wasn't even calling on God, but God was right there in the midst. And then somehow or another, I came to my senses. I was somewhat like the prodigal son. I was going out and doing my own thing. But then I came to myself. And I realized that it wasn't all about me. It wasn't about what I wanted to do. It's about what I need to do. What we need to do is trust God. What we need to do is let the Lord God lead and direct our very path. The Bible teaches us this morning that in all things, give thanks. Now, all things mean that the good as well as the bad. And some of us think it's strange to say, why would I thank God for my bad days? But I learned that if I go through my bad days, it helps me to appreciate my good days. I found out, and I was talking to an individual the other day, and we began to talk about when you go through some things that are troublesome, you can look and find some good in the bad, because when you look at the good in the bad, it encourages you to not sit around and have a pity party. Anybody got any folk or got any friend that every time you turn around, they're having their own little personal pity party? You can't never share anything going on with you, because they always got something going on. Every now and again, you ought to just stop talking and being negative and just say, to God be the glory anyhow. I know that I hadn't made all the marks. I hadn't dotted every I, hadn't crossed every T, but my God has still been good. God is a God that is able to do whatever we need him to do this morning. And we need to take every opportunity possible to let the Lord know just how grateful we are that we belong to him. You don't belong to your mama. You don't belong to your daddy. You belong to the God that made you from the dust of the ground. And the good thing is that that God that we serve is able to do what no one else can do. We glorify God and we thank God for those this morning that are working with our youth. And our youth, as we realize, our children's summer vacation is officially over. So those of you that are still at home and so glad that school is starting back so that them chaps can get out of there and go on back to the schoolhouse. But let us know that their journey back to school, as they begin to make this journey, we must collectively pray together for their well-being. We got to pray and ask God for their safety. We must talk to our children and remind them of the importance of getting an education. Then we got to understand that they're not going to school to be babysitted. We're talking about our children, and I got some children I deal with, and they can't stand for me to call them chaps. And just because they don't like it, I call them chaps every time I see them. Y'all, my chaps. Chaps go back to the old school days. You know, we done got all prim and proper now. We got children. And our children are just as mean. Our children are just as hard-headed as them chaps. We are thankful. We are blessed to have educators in the midst of us. And they look forward to it, but then sometimes they regret it because here they come. They're on their way back. But you got to have a love for what you do. Because if you love what you do, then you got to realize that there's something to come with the territory. When you go out and you get a job, I don't care what that job is, there are going to be some good things and there are going to be some bad things. There are going to be some things you want to do and there are going to be some things that you don't want to do. But how many know you got to do what you got to do in order to keep the job? And so we got to explain to them that their main purpose of going to school is to get an education, to stress the importance of doing their work and to be on their best behavior. Now, that's easier said than done, but we got to understand that it requires for us to do the things that need to be done on our part. I was putting this together and I thought about we having youth church and I need to be in two places at one time because I know we always got children that are part of the sanctuary, but we got some children over in youth church that know that they need to act right when they get to the church, to the schoolhouse. We as parents got to learn to be more observant. We got to follow up. We got to pay attention to what's going on. We can't sit back and think that it's just going to happen. We got to know that they are doing what they are supposed to be doing. Now, as they go to school, they're going to be required to do a lot of reading. And whether they want to or not, they got to read. And as they read, they need to get an understanding. Let them know not to be too proud or too ashamed to ask someone for some help or some guidance because everybody don't get it the first time around. Those of us in here, we realize that there are times when we read and we began to think that I didn't quite get it that time, so we got to go back and we got to read it again. And we as parents got to get enough involved to let them know that school time is not phone time. School time is not Facebook time. We are living in a very critical time this morning. Devil, there's a lie this morning. See, I found out that sometimes when you're going through, you just got to stand. You got to trust God with everything that you got. You got to know that even though you're going through, God is still right there with you. And there are some people that are part of our society that just love to take time out and read a book. And some folk, they read all the time. And then we got some folk that hardly ever read at any time. Some people like to call it a hobby, that my hobby is reading, my hobby is doing this, that, or the other. But we ought to encourage our young people as well as ourselves to read. I encourage you this morning. Don't wait until you get to church on Sunday morning just to open up the Bible. All of us ought to have a Bible at home.
And it ought not be there just to pick up, to come to bring it to the church, but we ought to be done read something out of that word sometime or another throughout the week. Because if you read, then you will know what God requires of you. You can't learn what God wants us to do unless you open up the book. And there's a lot of things in the book that even when we read it, we don't understand it. But God will help us to understand what someone said by and by. And then there are times when we need to acknowledge and we need to be honest with ourselves and say, Lord, I just need a little bit of help with my understanding. We are the only one, the children are not the only one that need not be too proud or too ashamed to say, I don't quite get it. And when you don't get it, don't stop. Don't put it down. Don't say that it's not worth it. You just keep on doing what you got to do. I wonder how many times do we take time out to see what the Lord God has to say. And the only way you're going to know what God has to say is by reading his word and by talking to him on a constant level. You got to talk to him. You got to be in relationship with him. You got to know that he is your God. And the God that we serve said that we need to read the word of God to study us, to study and make ourselves approved as workmen that need not be ashamed. We need to know in order to please God, we got to know the word of God to be obedient to what he has said. And then those of us that just like to hear the word. You know, some of us, we love preaching. But even though you hear it, if you don't do what you hear, it's still not going to do you any good. It makes sense for us this morning to know that when we read, we need to try to read with understanding. Sometimes we read and as we read, that there's like a light that clicks on and we realize that I got it now. And after we get the word of God and we know the truth, then we need to learn how to share the good news. How many of you have taken the time out to tell somebody else that God is good, that God is a healer, that God is a keeper, that God is a forgiving God? It's not just the minister's job to share the good news. Once you read the word of God and you know the word of God, you need to learn how to share that word with somebody else. I believe that out of all the books that have been written, no matter what the subject is, the Bible is the greatest book of all. Comprised of 66 books inspired by the Spirit and the revelation of a mighty God. And this word of God, it has been put together to teach us and to help us know what God requires of us. We'll find in the book of God, law, history, poetry, prophecy, the gospels, and in the outlining of letters and epistles. And in that word of God, we will find everything that we need. The Bible declares that there's nothing new under the sun. So it doesn't matter because we might say we're doing things in a new way. You can't change God's way. You can't change what God has intended because we got to know that as we open up the book of life, that book will tell us exactly what we need to know. We realize that there comes a time that we got to learn to listen to somebody. And so I thank God for our supporting text this morning, which was written by one of the wisest men that we've ever have lived upon the earth. King Solomon gives us sound advice concerning wisdom and understanding. He labels this fourth chapter as being fatherly advice. You see, a father wants his children to know exactly what is going to be the best thing for them. A father will pave the way to let the child know that you're going to have some good days and you're going to have some bad days. But the father lets the child know that you got to follow instructions. The Bible declares here in the word of God, hear ye children, the instruction of a father. Attend to know understanding. In other words, try to get understanding. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. It's a good thing to have loving parents this morning. Those parents that have embraced you, those parents that have loved you, even those parents that at times that had to chastise you and let you know what right is and what wrong is. Is anybody in here glad that they had those type of parents that would jack you up? You know how it is. Sometimes you can't allow things to just go any kind of way, because if you let them get away with this, they're going to try to get away with that. And if they say if you don't do something now, you're going to suffer after a while. Bible declared, he taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments, and live. So the father began to believe in the word of God, and he has to pass that on to the next generation. Know the word of God, understand the word of God, and let the word of God be hidden in the depths of your heart. Try to the best of your ability to keep his commandments, and you shall live. Get wisdom, get understanding. Then the Bible declares, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. So what I tell you, I need you to hold on to, and don't stray away from it just because you get involved with some folk that don't know God. You got to watch who your children hang with. You might teach them one thing and not so much sometimes who they hang with, where they hang at. Everybody's house that they might go to may not be a house that trusts the power of a loving God. And some folk may let their children do anything. So if you get over there, if your children are over there, they might get into anything. But if you teach them the right thing, to get wisdom, to get understanding, and to forget not and decline not what I've told you. How many times have you listened and reminisced in your ears and heard it in your head something that your mama told you a long time ago? There are times when you get ready to do some things that because somebody gave you forewarning, you realize that I got to back up off of that. I can't do that because that's not the right thing to do. Forsake her not and she shall preserve thee. Love her and she shall keep thee. Then a key verse. Wisdom is a principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all of thy getting, get understanding. Now, some of us, we so smart, we don't act like it. Because we got wisdom, but undoubtedly we didn't get the understanding. Because God said, love you one another as I have loved you. That should be very simple. But we tend to love who we want to love. We love on condition. We love whenever we feel like it. But love should always be a part of our lives. Don't you know if you don't know how to love, you don't know what God really is all about? We ought to be able to do nothing else. We can at least love one another. We got to learn that when we read the word of God and when we get an understanding, learning without the gain of wisdom and understanding is a waste of time. Because wisdom leads to a full life. It means that in all the things that one may attain, get an understanding. Out of all the things that they go in our brain, we got to understand what makes man tick. And there are some times we don't understand it, but as we stop to get wisdom, we also ask the Lord, give me understanding, and the Lord will lead you to do the right thing. Understanding what God wants you to do make life a whole lot easier. Understanding that it's not all about you make your life a lot easier. When you accept the fact that you're not the only one that has trials and tribulations, it makes you appreciate the fact that everybody got to go through some of the same things. I'm so glad to know that I serve a God that is without respect of persons. I'm so glad to know that the same God that blessed Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is blessing us right now. I'm so glad to know that there's a time that we got to trust the power of a loving God. And we got to do what the Lord God tells us to do. I found out that the best way to do what God wants you to do is being led by the Spirit. See, the Spirit will guide you in the way that he wants you to go. But how many of you know when sometime when that small, still voice began to speak to us, we allow a deaf ear to listen and we don't pay attention to what God is saying we ought to do. Sometimes the Lord say you ought to do this and you go and do that. But I thank God this morning that there comes a time that you got to understand what your position in life ought to be. I thank God for those that followed Jesus along the way. And as they followed Jesus, he taught them everything that they needed to know. Then he gave them the great commission. I want you to go out into all parts of the earth. I want you to teach them, to baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I want you to know that you have a duty that you got to perform. You are obligated because now that you know the word of God, now you are obligated to do what the Lord God has told you to do. Sometime when you hear that somebody might be on the wrong track, you ought to have mind enough to understand that that's a good time to step in. That's a good time to let them know that this is the way that it ought to be done. Anybody ever seen folk that like to put people out there just to watch them fall down on their face? But when you got somebody out there that is trying to do a job, you ought to learn how to embrace that individual. You ought to learn how to sometimes take them by the hand and lead and guide them along the way. I'm so glad that I had somebody in my life that realized that I needed some help to understand what God wanted me to do. I found out that if you're going to do what God wants you to do, you can't do it all by yourself. You got to realize that you need the power of a loving God. And as I think about all of the men that walked along with Jesus, they realized that every one of them had a purpose in their life. This morning, we want to deal with the one by the name of Philip. The Bible declares that the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip. He said, arise and go down toward the south. Go down the way of Jerusalem unto Gazar, which is a desert land. And as he arose and he went down to do what the Lord God told him to do. He was a man of Ethiopia. And eunuch, a great authority under the Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of the treasury. He was one that realized that I am a man and I got to do what the Lord told me to do. But this man didn't quite have a clear understanding. But I'm so glad that he had a mind to read the word of God. If you're going to be anybody and do anything in the right way, you better take time out to talk to the power of a loving God. I want to let you know that there comes a time that you got to hear what thus said the Lord. For the Bible says when Philip was on his way, he saw a man that was on his way back and he was sitting in a chariot reading the book of Isaiah. As he read the book of Isaiah, the Spirit of the Almighty God began to speak to the apostle Philip and said, go near and join thyself unto this chariot. Sometime God will tell you to go from A to point B. And when you get there, he already got a job for you to do. You got to go there with the right heart and with the right frame of mind. The Bible said that Philip came thither and he came near to him. And as he got near to the man that was sitting in the chariot, the man was reading out of the book of Isaiah. And he said unto him, do you understand thou what you are reading? Don't you know every now and again, God has sent somebody to give you a helping hand. God will let you know that if you need to have an understanding, God got somebody already in your corner. God got somebody that is willing and ready to tell you what you need to know. He said unto him, how can I accept some man should come and guide me? In other words, the man had said that I know that I'm reading the word of God and I don't quite have an understanding. But I need somebody to come and help me along the way. I need somebody this morning that will trust the power of a loving God. See, Philip realized I hear what the Lord God said. He told me to stop standing where I was standing and go over there and get there on the chariot with this man. When the man told him that I don't have anybody to lead or to guide me, the man said, get up in the chariot with me. And he began to read the word of God one more time. He was led by a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away, but he shall declare his generation, for life is taken away from the earth. He began to read that Jesus Christ was going to die. He was going to take on the sins of all of us and die a shame for death. But the man didn't quite understand what he was talking about. So I want to let you know that Brother Philip realized that the only way I can let you have an understanding, I got to tell you what I know. I know that there's a man by the name of Jesus. Jesus came into this life. He came down from heaven in the flesh of a man. He came to save us from our sin-sick souls. Jesus was the one that hung high and he stretched him wide. They tell me that Jesus died and he got up on the third day. I want to let you know, if you need an understanding, first of all, you got to know who Jesus is. That's why Philip began to preach to Jesus unto this man. He said Jesus was the one that came, and if you want to be like the Lord, you got to change your wicked ways. You got to put on the thing that God wants you to put on. I want to put on the whole armor of God that I might hear what thus said the Lord my God. Is there anybody in the house that realized that Philip had something to do? Philip said, I'm going to pray with you. I'm going to tell you what the Lord God told me to say. I'm going to tell you everything I know about Jesus. And as the man began to hear about Jesus, things began to change in his mind. He realized that I know what you're talking about. When he told him that Jesus got baptized and he got down in the water, the man said, I want to be baptized too. So as they rolled down along the way, they began to run into some running water. And the man said, I want you, Philip, will you baptize me? I want to let you know this morning, when we get ready to baptize on Wednesday night, we're not baptizing for a form or a fashion, but we got to do like Jesus did. For Jesus said, if I be baptized, I want to let my people know that everybody ought to go to the water. And when they took him down in the water, is there anybody in the house this morning that thank God for your baptism? See, it's all right to go in the water, but after you get in the water, anybody want to feel the power of the Spirit? You got to feel the Spirit of a mighty God. He said, I believe in that Jesus that you're talking about. And because I believe in the power of Jesus, see, there's no need to go to the water unless you believe in the power of God. And because I believe in the power of God, I'm going to go and ask somebody. I want to ask somebody to baptize me in the name of Jesus. And when he got baptized, the Bible declared that when they went down in the water, when they got back up out the water, Jesus caught Philip up. All of a sudden, the man was there all by himself. Who would serve a God like that, that would send you to help just when you need it? Man sitting there reading the book of life, realize I don't quite have an understanding, but God sent somebody along the way. How many of you know God always got somebody that will come to your rescue? God got somebody that will be able to help you understand. I want to let you know it's all right to read. It's a good thing to read, but after you read, you got to have an understanding. I understand this morning that it's all about Jesus. And as we talk about the power of God, God want to change our wicked ways. God want us to do what God wants us to do. He wants us to trust him with all of our heart. He said, love ye and I'll love you back. God is that kind of God that would take Philip and put him in another place. And the Bible declared that the man began to go on his way, rejoicing in the power of God. Is there anybody in the house, when they got the power of God and the Spirit of the Lord descended upon you, you didn't look at things like you used to? You began to believe in the power of a loving God. You began to say, oh Lord, I want to thank you. I want to know this morning how many readers are in the house. How many have read that God loves you? How many have read that God made a way? How many have read that God wants you? And he said, I come that you might have life. And not only to have life, but you might have it more abundantly. God knows that you might be poor right now, but how many know that if you got Jesus, you're not poor at all? Because as long as you got the Lord, you got everything that you need. Anybody glad that they understand that God will be there when everybody go the other way? Anybody understand this morning that when you doubt in your own mind, that God can get in your mind and change the way that you think? So a man thinketh in his heart, so is he this morning. What are you thinking in your mind? When I think about my God and all that the Lord has done for me, I get joy. unspeakable joy when I look back where I come from, a little chap from Lexington, North Carolina, growing up in the Foul Chapel Baptist Church, realizing that I loved the Lord, but I didn't quite have an understanding. But one day, the Lord spoke to my heart, talked to my mind, that I want you to preach the gospel. And I heard what the Lord God said, but I ran in the other direction. But I thank God for somebody that pulled me back and said, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray to the Lord our God. And God began to do a new thing. And after God did the new thing, I began to realize that my pastor, Dr. Betts, was put here to give me instruction. He began to teach me what I needed to know. I'm so glad that I had a man of God like Brother Philip that helped me understand the word of God. That same man baptized me in the water. Now I thank God that God didn't take him away from me right then, but he allowed him to stay long enough that I have a clear understanding of what the Lord God wanted me to do. Is there anybody so glad that you got somebody in your life that will help you to understand that God will do what needs to be done? All you got to understand this morning is that if you trust God, God will do, and God will help you to understand. See, I thank my God this morning, for sometimes it's a struggle when you have to push yourself over your fleshly infirmities and see and say, Lord, I'm going on anyhow. I'm going to open my mouth anyhow. And the Lord God steps in and he allows you to do what he intended for you to do. You see, it wasn't an accident that Philip was there on that desert road that day. But God so ordained that Philip would be right there. And Philip heard somebody. He didn't know the man, but he heard him reading the word of God. And then the Lord God gave him the proper words to say. But when he approached the man, the only thing he said was, do you understand what you're reading? And the man realized that, you know, he probably thought that I got it under control. And I've been reading it and I love reading it, but I need somebody to help me, to guide me into understanding. And so he said, read it again. And as he read it again, the first thing Philip began to do was to realize, I need to tell you some good news. I need to tell you about a man named Jesus. You see, when you don't know what to say, just talk about Jesus. No he say, she say stuff, but talk about Jesus. And if you plant the seed of Jesus in somebody else's life, it will help them understand that God loves them just like he loves you. God is a God without respect of persons, and he will do what needs to be done. Even when you don't understand, don't give up. Don't close the book in despair, but say, Lord, I'm waiting on somebody to help me to understand. It's a good thing to read, but it's even better and more important that you understand what you read. Then when you understand it, you can move and you can work from it. But if you don't understand it, then you don't know what to do. Immediately after he understood who Jesus was and what Jesus did, Philip didn't say, I need to baptize you. But the man said, I want you to baptize me. You see, there's something about hearing what thus said the Lord that will entice you and encourage you to come running. I want some of that, what Jesus has to offer. And Jesus says, it's free. All you have to do is ask, and I'll give you the very desires of your heart. That's the kind of God that we serve. A God that knows and understands. And I thank him for being a God that put the right people in the right place at the right time. Because when that happens, you are more receptive to receive what God has for you. I am not able to reach everybody. So that's why God calls many. He chooses many. And then not only those that he called or those that he's chosen, but those of you that have read it, understood it, and believe it, you are obligated or should be obligated to share that good news with others. Keep reading, but in all of your reading, get an understanding. Understand what the Lord God said. Don't worry about what they say, but understand what the Lord says. And the Lord said, you can be better than what you are right now, only because of him and his power. And the other thing, and I'm finished, Philip didn't go off of self-effort, but in that word of God that I just spoke to you, he was led by the Spirit. The Spirit said, you move and go to the chariot. And when you get there to the chariot, you let them know that you are there for a purpose. And your reason of being is to do what the Lord God instructs you to do. So many times we come into the house of God, but do you understand why you're here? You are here for your own soul salvation. You're not here for entertainment. You're not here to gossip and talk about a whole lot of mess. But you are here to lift up the name of Jesus. And the Lord God said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me.